This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know that's true, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, February the 3rd of 2025, day 340th, listen to me, day 34th of the year, and only 331 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so if you're hanging out and kind of realizing that, hey, I'm listening to your show, but that's it, you're not visualizing it, I got something to tell you. There is no visual today. It's just straight up old school radio. Or podcasting, depending on how you look at it, because I have no video feed today. Just a little FYI action in case you're looking. So we are a show that consists of safety in the news, news and safety. We do everything to a radio station, and then it goes into a podcast network, and then it goes into video. And for some reason today, there is no video. We have some issues going on, not going to lie there. We can talk about those later if you'd like, but that's kind of it. That's kind of the whole thing there. So there you go. Anyways, if you want to interact with the show, it's simple to do so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will get everything moving and grooving for you if you're interested in doing that. What that will do in that sequence of events is that once you get here and we start going, what happens is the following. You have the option of doing a video, a text message, or an audio message. That's kind of the goalie-oli when you get into callinradio.com. So always a good time as we are doing our things over there because, hey, what else would we be doing? And some people will go, well, can I do that on social media? And I guess you can if you take a look so on doing it. But is it as entertaining? Is the next question. Of course not. Of course it's not as entertaining doing it on social media. And the reason that I say this is the following. Is what happens is most of the time during the show, I'm not looking at that stuff in real time. So some people get upset, like, you ignored me. Like, I love the people that I know directly that will text me and be like, hey, listen, I tried to call in. Well, if I gave you the hotline number, you know, the line to get in directly, then that would probably mean that I warned you in here directly. If I didn't, then you're just going through the normal line. You know, the call-in radio aspect of it. You know, you get that. So a lot of stuff going on always as we are speaking. Anyway, so let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because something tells me you're going to want to know that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so notable and noteworthy, protesters take to the streets in Los Angeles against the nationwide illegal immigrant crackdown. Beyonce announces a new tour before the big night at the Grammys, and more drama between Blake Lively and Justin Baldini, or Baldoni, in showbiz. We'll talk about that. Also, Chuck Todd is leaving NBC News, and an old series gets a reboot at Netflix. We'll talk about that. Also, King Charles will appear in a documentary on conservation. We'll talk about details about that when we get into the Royales, and I'm not talking about the Royales with cheese here. So with that being said, I have some people that are hanging out with us from Feature Story News that are waiting to talk about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news. So if you're interested, I'm sure as shit interested in talking about what the hell is going on. So if you're good to go, I'm good to go, and we'll get it all started right now. So let's go ahead and do that and get into the news, because it sounds like a good time to do that. So let's do it.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Brussels, I'm William Denslow. The European Union says it will respond firmly if Donald Trump follows through on a threat to impose duties on European goods. After slapping tariffs on Mexico, Canada and China, US President Donald Trump says the EU could expect similar action pretty soon. The US President has defended his decision to impose sweeping tariffs on the United States' top three trading partners, even if he acknowledged there may be some pain for Americans. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
President Trump accused China, Canada and Mexico of participating in a, quote, decades-long rip-off of America with regard to trade, crime and poisonous drugs. He also suggested it was time for Canada to become America's cherished 51st state, saying they could avoid tariffs that way, as well as having lower taxes and better military protection. But he did acknowledge that tariffs could cause pain for Americans in the form of higher prices, but assured them it will, quote, all be worth the price that must be paid.
President Trump says talks with Israel are progressing ahead of a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington on Tuesday. The first phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding, the focus now shifting to negotiations over a planned second phase. Charles Gibson reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to be the first foreign leader to meet President Trump at the White House since his inauguration. As he boarded his flight to the US, he said their talks will focus on securing the release of Israeli hostages as well as Iran. Now, this is a critical moment in the Gaza ceasefire deal, with talks set to begin this week on moving on to the second phase of the agreement. That includes the release of all remaining Israeli hostages, as well as the complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza.
India is deploying paramilitary forces along with a slew of new crowd control measures as tens of millions make their way to Kumbh Mela. Monday is set to be one of the busiest days of the six-week-long festival. And pressure is building on officials to ensure a safe environment after a stampede killed 30 people there last week. Ishan Garg tells us more from New Delhi.
Tens of millions of pilgrims are expected to take a dip at the holy site in Kumbh Mela, which is at the confluence of three culturally significant rivers. Vehicles have been banned in the area and a new entry and exit route prepared after crowd rushes led to multiple deaths and injuries last week. Officials say they expect some 400 million pilgrims to attend the Hindu festival that's been touted as the largest religious gathering in the world.
And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warns that Washington will take necessary measures if Panama doesn't curb China's perceived influence over the Panama Canal. Panama's president says discussions over the canal sovereignty are a non-starter, but has offered to cooperate with the U.S. on the subject of immigration. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, fresh questions about whether the war between Russia and Ukraine really is heading towards a conclusion. President Trump indicated on Friday that discussions are underway at a high level between Moscow and Washington. He would not be drawn on whether he has already spoken to Vladimir Putin about the need for peace negotiations. But some analysts are wondering whether there really is sufficient impetus for the Kremlin to wrap up its military campaign. Air Vice Marshal Sean Bell is a military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
There was a hope that Putin would be prepared to negotiate with Trump, but the question is why? At the moment, Russia is on the front foot. It is winning. Ceasefires generally only happen when one side wins, the other side loses, or you end up with stalemate. It's a boring military strategy, but the fact is Russia used to do frontal assaults. Now they're encircling villages and towns along the way, strangling the Ukrainians out of them. Now, this takes months, normally 6 to 9 months, but the Russian military are going ahead. So there's no evidence at all that the Russian military are preparing for a pause anytime soon, despite the fact there's a lot of sort of air of expectation that Trump will be able to bring this all to a halt, and very soon.
It will fall to retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg to see whether Moscow and Kyiv can be prodded to the negotiating table. He is President Trump's new special representative to Ukraine and Russia. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that's the latest Feature Story News. William Denslow reporting.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
We all want to make sure that our family is protected in medical emergencies. What many of us don't realize is that health insurance won't always cover the full amount of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with high deductibles and copays. That's why an Air Medcare Network membership is so important. As a member, if an emergency arises, you won't see a bill for air medical transport when flown by an AMCN provider. Best of all, a membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. AMCN providers are called upon to transport nearly 100,000 patients a year. This is coverage no family should go without. Now, as a Jay Allen Show listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/safety and use the offer code SAFETY. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hours. You and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday and getting to do all the fun stuff that we get to do. Yes, I know. I've already had several people contact me. Yes, there is no video today. And guess what? We're going to be okay. It's going to be okay because we're a radio show that does podcasting and does video from time to time. I didn't realize that it was going to be a thing, but hey. It's a thing today, it seems like, but we're good. It's all good as we are talking. Anyways, let's get into what's important because I think that that's going to be part of our protocol. Yeah, protocol of what needs to be done. Anyway, shots have been fired in the great North American and China 2 trade war of 2025. The official tariff go into effect just after midnight tonight, leaving Canada and Mexico one last day to play ball. Otherwise, the blanket 25% tariffs will be in place on virtually all imported Canadian and Mexican products, excluding energy or energy resources from Canada, which face a 10% import tax. China faces its own additional 10% tariffs, too. Trump said late Sunday that he will be holding calls with Canadian and Mexican leadership today. These tariffs are a small part of the broader economic policy, but that they're not being used as tools to bring down prices in the short term. They're explicitly being implemented as leverage so that Canada, Mexico, and China take more serious the international drug trade, particularly related to fentanyl. In the specific language of the executive orders issuing a tariff on Canadian imports, immediate action is required to finally end the public health crisis and national emergencies, which will not happen unless the compliance and cooperation of Canada is assured. In other words, these tariffs could end tomorrow if Canada's government stepped up resources to secure the border, its border, and use it well, that it shares with the United States from drug smuggling operations. But wait, possession of fentanyl, just about any other opioid, meth, coke, and ecstasy, apparently I can't say that word, have been largely decriminalized in British Columbia and now Canada, Western Mass Providence, since January 31st of 2023 as the part of a sick 3-year experiment. This could be a good place to start. Also, Canadian policies have empowered trucking companies to become drug smuggling rackets in which criminals sell trucking licenses to desperate people and turned them into drug mules. Worth asking, why wouldn't Canada government eagerly fix these problems even for the sake of their own people? So, you know, it's going to be one of those weird things for the next little bit. You just know that it is because nothing's going to change there. We're going to have all kinds of convos and people are going to be asking this question and that question. So what's your thought about this? Because it's an interesting time, to say the least. When you look at this, what do you think? Like, what comes to mind and you go, yeah, this is going to be a problem or it's not going to be a problem or whatever. I mean, however you're deeming this. I look at it from the standpoint of it's about to get a little strangey-angy around here. No doubt about that, because that's just kind of what happens. It's a weird time in the world altogether with everything that's going on, because I just don't know what to think anymore. A lot of strange things over the last little bit, but that could be the good, the bad, and the ugly, depending on what side of the equation you are looking at. There is no doubt as we are talking. Anyways, with that being said, let's continue talking about some other things. Mount Taranaki, I think it is, an 8,260-foot volcano is no longer under the ownership of the New Zealand government after being officially declared a person. Known as its Maori name, the mountain is the latest natural feature in the country to be granted the rights, powers, duties, responsibilities, and liability of a person. The government seeks ownership of the mountain under January 30th Taranaki Manga Collective Redress Bill, which comes in as a responsibility to the history of the land's confiscation and transgression against the Maori. The mountain is considered by the Maori to be among their ancestors, and the tribe will work with government officials to assume its care. The volcano isn't the first natural entity to gain rights in the recent years. In 2014, New Zealand recognized Te Ruwera Sacred Forest as a legal person, followed by the Wanguni River in 2017. This is all according to NBC. So what do you think here? I mean, it's interesting. Don't get me wrong. A lot of stuff as we are talking. No doubt about that. So there you go. Also, Carla Sofia Gaskin is the first trans woman nominated for Best Actress Academy Award in Under a Fire for a series of tweets from 2020 and 2021 expressing controversial views on Muslims, George Floyd, and diversity at its Oscars. In one, she complained about the number of Muslims living in Spain, writing, "Every time I go to pick up my daughter from school, there are more women with their hair covered and their skirts down to their heels. Next year, instead of English, we'll have to teach Arabic." So there you go. In a lengthy thread about Floyd, Gaskin called him a drug addict swindler and very few people ever cared about. Okay, in regards to 2021 Oscars, she wrote that the ceremony looked like it was for independent and for protest films and called it ugly, ugly gala. This is according to Variety. In response, Gaskin apologized about her remarks in a lengthy Instagram post, saying that it's not racist. It's called controversy, a smear campaign to her, for her not to win anything and sink. She's referring to being the first openly trans actor nominated for an Academy Award for her role in Emilia Perez. So there you go. I don't know. I look at some of these things sometimes and I go, okay, people have opinions about stuff. And I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that their opinions are good. Doesn't mean that they're bad. Doesn't mean that they're the greatest either. It's just one of those weird things in life that things happen and people start talking about rando things and some people get upset. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing that somebody's pulling up your text messages from 2021 all of a sudden. I look at it and go, that's kind of a strange time that you're doing that. But hey, everybody has to do their own thing on how they want to do that. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you think about this? Is it a controversy or is it one of those things that you just don't know what to say anymore?
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multi, because that is what we do. If we weren't talking about the multiverse, we would definitely be talking about something else, some other kind of verse, no doubt there. Anyway, so let's continue talking about some other things, because I think that's kind of what I do around here. Former Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd is leaving NBC News. He announced his exit on Friday, saying that he wants to pursue other ventures outside of the network. Also, the Chuck Toddcast podcast will be finding a new home. This is according to The Mirror. So there you go. Some stuff there. I mean, Chuck Todd, I feel like he's been there for a hot minute, hasn't he? In regards of looking around and talking about all this stuff, about what's going on inside of that world. What do you think? I mean, do you look at it and go, no, that's not what's been happening. But Chuck Todd has really been involved with what he thinks as of late, especially during the last election. And I think, you know, that's cool that the guy is saying, hey, I don't agree with things. And I think that some people had a hard time being okay with that, where they were like, no, you're supposed to agree with everything that we say. And that was not his case. He was like, hey, you can agree or you can disagree, but it's not going to be both. So there you go. Some stuff to think about for sure as we are talking. Anyways, with that being said, let's continue talking about some other stuff. Reese Witherspoon is setting the record straight when it comes to rumors that she had a falling out with fellow actress Kate Winslet. Hey, guys, just spoke to a very dear friend of years, Kate W., she posted in her Instagram stories over the weekend. We laughed about the stupidity. Please do not believe the internet. We are good friends and have never had a falling out. The rumor started with after Witherspoon told People magazine that an A-list actress ended their friendship after Reese roasted the unnamed actress while presenting with her at an award show. And it literally haunts me, she said, of the incident. Celebs assumed that the actress in question was Winslet. Looks like they're back to the drawing board, so we'll see what ends up taking place there. Let's talk about what's coming up. Sean Combs dips out of prison. Yep. Dips out of prison, and a busy weekend for MAGA World, and the music dies in this day in history. We'll talk about that here in just a tiny bit.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so let's talk about this massive protest against the nationwide crackdown of illegal immigrants spilled into the 101 freeway in Los Angeles on Sunday, blocking traffic in both directions. Police quickly moved the demonstrators back to the side of the street, but they made their way back onto the freeway again a few hours later. The back and forth happened at least one additional time as police grew in numbers to contain the protesters. The protesters continued to fill the streets across Los Angeles into the evening and overnight. Multiple videos online show nonviolent demonstrators squaring off with police lines across the city. So there you go. Always some interesting times, because I always look at this as like, what are you supposed to do if you're trying to, let's say for instance, that you're trying to get to the hospital. Like, what happens there? Like, it's always a weird time when we start talking about this stuff. So, I don't know. It's just strange. Also, multiple major tech companies have signaled they're moving their official incorporations out of Delaware. Yeah, take a listen to this. Meta is eyeing the move to Texas and has been in discussions with officials in the state, though, it would keep its physical headquarters in California. Cloud file sharing service Dropbox has signaled to their shareholders that it will move to Nevada, and hedge fund Hedge funder Bill Ackman says that he's considered moving his shops from Delaware to Nevada or Texas. The change follows the ruling last year from the active judge in Delaware that permitted the Nuance suit against Tesla and Elon Musk, challenging his compensation, and the board of directors approved, and later all shareholders approved. Since then, Tesla has reincorporated in Texas, and Neuralink has filed paperwork in Nevada. So I think that, you know, we're going to take a look at some things here going forward on what people might be doing when it comes to that. So I don't know. What do you think about this? It's kind of an interesting time, no doubt there. Anyways, a family escaping Los Angeles area wildfire to return to find their home spared from the blaze. But with a new resident, owner Sam Arbid found a 525-pound bear in a crawl space underneath the first floor. Turns out the bear is local celebrity nicknamed Barry by local residents and wasn't Barry's first time to visit the Arbid's home. Either Arbid first discovered the giant animal shortly after moving a few months before the fires broke out. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife dispatched a team to lure the bear out in food set to trap. Barry since then was tagged with a GPS collar and taken to Los Angeles National Forest. This is according to ABC News. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on there. Let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about the top 10 movies that occurred over the weekend. At number 10 was Den of Thieves with Pantera, $1.6 million. At number 9 was The Brutalist, $1.8 million. At number 8, A Complete Unknown, $2.1 million. Number 7, Moana 2 with $2.8 million. Sonic 3 was at number 6 with $3.2 million. At number 5 was Flight Risk, $5.6 million. At number 4, One of Them Days, $6 million. At number 3, Mufasa, The Lion King, $6.1 million. Number 2 was Companion, $9.5 million. And at the number 1 spot was Dogman, $36 million. So there you go. Let's talk about the numbers real quick before we jump to the next thing. The Dow lost about 337 points to close at 44,544 on Friday. The S&P lost about 30 points to close at, 6,040. And the NASDAQ lost 54 points to close at 19,627. West Texas Intermediate closed at $73 a barrel on Friday, and Brent crude was at $76 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.09 on Sunday, and Bitcoin sharply on tariff talk, down under $94,000 on Sunday before beginning to tick back up. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $77 million jackpot, or a $34.8 million cash payout. So tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $100 million jackpot, or a $45.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so some main story time as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, coming across Safety FM and Radio Big. And yes, thank you for the people that continue to let me know that there is no video. I appreciate that. I know there is no video. Okay, so let's talk about a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that's going on. You know, I've told you years and years ago, I heard some concept that was called controversy creates cash. And I kind of feel that that is still the way, the truth, and the light when it comes to some of the stuff that we talk about. Because, listen, there is always a way of being the voice of reason. And there's always a way of starting controversy. And you know this based on the kind of work that you do, because that's just how it happens inside of the workplace. So I've been taking a look around and going, hey, what can we talk about? What can we do? And how does the stuff look at work? And I want you to think about this because, listen, we normally talk about all kinds of stuff all the time. And I want to kind of go back to one of my favorite books. It's the Simple Revolutionary Acts book by Todd Conklin. And I want you to take a listen to this. It says, change a pattern. Every day you perform your common workplace task in much the same way. Having a fixed routine, it's not all bad in many ways. A fixed routine will make your life dependable, easier, and within your control for a while. However, these patterns of behavior can be one of the primary reasons we wake up in the morning and wonder where our life went. Patterns can cover huge gaps in our happiness and meaningfulness. Patterns can create the feeling of being trapped by our own lives. Try identifying patterns, figuring out why these patterns exist and what they can do for us, and then changing them. Change your route to work. Change what you do every day at the same time. Do things differently in your workplace. Get out of your own comfort zone. Even if for a little bit of time, try this. Changing patterns causes people to change the way they view their daily task and can end up becoming our lives. Do not allow yourself to miss part of the excitement and the rush of adrenaline that doing something new has on you and your career. Miss a train once and see what happens to your workplace. Always try to remember that time marches on, whether you are at your desk at 7:07 a.m. every morning or not. Sometimes it's quite appropriate to stop and smell the roses. Now, think about that for a moment. When was the last time you did something out of normal pattern? And let's talk about this. And I know Radio 101 tells you don't ever talk about traffic, because that's not what you're supposed to talk about unless you're doing a traffic report. But think about it today. Think about it today that if you're not actually teleworking and you had to drive into where you're going, if you drove a different way to get there, how would it be? Because here's the thing. Redundancy is sometimes good depending on how you're looking at it, but not when it comes to your life. So as you are looking around and you're going through this whole factoid stuff of everything that you're wanting to do, how do you look at life? Do you look at it and go, life is better because I'm changing things up? Or do you look at it and go, life is not better? So here's the thing that I'm going to ask you. Here's the challenge. What pattern are you willing to change for the remainder of the week? Something that you normally do. Let's say, for instance, you're one of those people that hits the snooze button a few times. Are you willing this week to get up as quick as you can? Are you willing to do something slightly different altogether? Like, seriously. Like, are you willing to try something out of the ordinary just to see what happens? I'm asking the question because that is what we get hung up on. We get hung up on so much on these things where we don't want to change the way that we do things, and it becomes extremely difficult at times to ever get out of that pattern behavior. So do something different today. Take that moment and smell the roses if you need to, just to see what happens. Life can be entirely different if you allow time to do so.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. only by using the following link. You can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
This year's safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, here we are, Rated R Safety Show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Oh yeah, this song right here coming your way is called We Should Be Dancing by Tiger Run. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and some YouTube Music, of course. Where else would we be? So some stuff to think about. Of course it is. So there you go. We should be dancing. So there you go. We would like to thank Tiger Run for allowing us to play this right here. Make sure to give this one a little screamer-emer action. I think you're going to enjoy it. Always a good time. Okay, so let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on here inside the side of the world of the multiverse, because why would we not do that? If anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, all you need to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's going to be some information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. I'm going to tell you, it will get you moving and grooving and everything that you need to know. So, one more time, TWLOHA.com. So, there you go. Let's talk about some other things because that's what we need to do real quick. So, I am sure that you have heard of Dry January, and you're probably glad that it's over, but you might be looking forward to the most, the moist February, or whatever you might be another challenge. How about phone-free February? Yeah, some nonprofits are encouraging people to take the month to either drastically reduce their phone usage or not to use it at all. The hope is to trying to get people taking some time to live the phone freeze and realize the grip that it has on our lives. One benefit of the digital detox may be the improvement of mental health. Excessive smartphone use has been associated with higher rates of anxiety, depression, sleep problems, and social isolation. Stats show that we check our phones the average of 221 times per day, even more if you just posted a new awesome selfie, you know what I'm saying? And phone-free February, I guess I finally get to see that outside place that everyone keeps on talking about, and I'd much rather celebrate the free phone February. Not phone-free, but free phone. You know, you can get a free phone somewhere or something along those lines. you know, I'm sure that's what people would want. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this because there's a lot of stuff going on this side over here. The MAGA movement had a busy weekend. Like Elon Musk pointed out on X on Saturday, very few of the bureaucracies actually work on the weekend. So it's like opposing team just leaves the field for 2 days working on the weekend. On the weekend as a superpower, at least at the White House, President Trump issued executive orders requiring every agency to repeal 10 existing rules, regulations, and guidance documents for new ones issued. So in Venezuela, six Americans are being held on bogus espionage charges and have been freed after the visit from a special envoy, Richard Gernal. Trump also announced that Venezuela's hostile socialist government has agreed to accept deportation flights, according to reporter Bill Belgian. In 2023, Border Patrol encountered 201,000 Venezuelans. Only 834 were deported. Under Biden's administration, the policy virtually all immigrants from Venezuela, even those crossed illegally, were given temporary protected status. What else do we got? There's a lot. There's a lot that's showing that's going on. There's definitely a lot of stuff. So you'll have to take a look around and see what else. See, at the Pentagon, legacy media outlets have been booted from their offices to make room for alternative outlets. Out is New York Times, NBC News, National Public Radio, and Politico. And is the New York Post, One American News Network, Breitbart News Network, and Huffington Post, just for fun, apparently. So there you go. All credential members of the Pentagon Press Corp will maintain all access, but the four outlets that will be given office space for a year before they're rotated to make room for a new state. Also, in response to the announcement, Katie Couric warned without any hint of self-awareness, this is how news becomes propaganda, is what she wrote. Also, at whatever evil volcano layer 60 layers operates from, CBS News has agreed to release the unedited transcript of the 60 Minutes interview of Kamala Harris and depictedly edited to make the former Veep sound like a coherent human, according to what's being said. Handling over the transcript is part of the network's attempt to settle a $10 billion election interference lawsuit that Trump filed back in 2018. So there you go. Anyways, let's bring up some other information. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Shane. Jim Rohn said, "Good people are not trained, they are found. If you're training too much, you might not have the right people." What a great quote. I agree with this to a point. I think some people are born with special gifts. But I also think people can be trained to learn some of these gifts. Why do I think that? Because I've seen it with my own eyes. My wife and I were raised in different places and in different ways. When we were married 25 years ago, she retrained me in some areas. Now, it's not like I was living like a wild animal before, but there are things that I do differently today because that's the way she did it. And I'll admit, it's better too.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. If you were a Christ follower in the first century, you were risking your life. History tells us that 11 of the 12 apostles were martyred. James was beheaded. Peter was crucified upside down. Mark died after being dragged through the street by horses. Luke was hung. Thomas was stabbed with a spear. Matthew was impaled by a sword. And Paul was beheaded. Although we may never be required to lay down our physical life for Christ, we will be required to lay down our way of life. Daily, we'll have to choose between the way of the world and the will of God, between our self-interest and the cause of Christ. Lord, help us to lay down our way of life for the cause of Christ. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Bird flu is believed to be widespread among birds across Massachusetts, according to state health and environmental officials.
The Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources, and the Massachusetts Department of Public Health announced that bird flu, formerly known as highly pathogenic avian influenza, is suspected to be the cause of death in both wild and domestic birds across multiple municipalities in the state. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Ukrainian drones struck Russia's Lukoil refinery early Wednesday morning, sparking fires and causing extensive damage, according to Ukraine's military intelligence. Benjamin Wright has the latest.
The Kyiv Independent, citing Ukraine's military intelligence agency, HUR, reported that four drones targeted the refinery, which is believed to be supplying Russian occupation forces, just before midnight local time. Russian Smolensk region Governor Vasily Anokhin described it as a massive drone attack and stated that one drone was intercepted while attempting to strike a nuclear energy facility.
A federal judge sentenced a tearful former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez to 11 years in prison on charges after he was found guilty of leveraging his political power in exchange for bribes, including gold bars, a luxury car, and other valuables. Kyle Norris reports.
You stood at the apex of our political system, Judge Sidney Stein said while delivering the sentence. Somewhere along the way, you lost your way. Menendez, 71, was convicted on all 16 counts last year in his federal trial, making him the first sitting member of Congress to be found guilty of acting as a foreign agent. His children, Alicia and Rob, were present in court to witness the sentencing.
This is the latest news headlines.
A simple blood test could help determine which patients are at risk of developing long COVID, according to a new study.
Researchers reported in the journal Menopause on Wednesday that higher levels of leukocytes, a type of white blood cell, were linked to more severe long COVID symptoms among older women. For the study, scientists analyzed blood samples from over 1,200 women who participated in a COVID study conducted between June 2021 and February 2022. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A tree trimmer lost his life after becoming caught in a wood chipper while working near a town hall outside Miami, officials reported. Kevin Sanders reports.
The fatal incident took place around 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning when the Ocean Ridge Police Department responded to a call at Ocean Ridge Town Hall, located about 60 miles north of Miami, regarding an accident involving one employee from a contracted tree trimming vendor, according to a statement released by the town of Ocean Ridge on social media.
Billie Eilish, Katy Perry, and Lady Gaga were among the artists who took the stage at the Fire Aid Benefit concert on Thursday to support those impacted by the Southern California wildfires.
Funds raised through the Fire Aid Benefit concert will assist wildfire victims by providing financial aid for rebuilding communities devastated by wildfires and supporting efforts to prevent future fire disasters throughout Southern California. Former Microsoft CEO, current Los Angeles Clippers Steve Ballmer, along with his wife Hani, are matching all donations made during live broadcast of the event.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Yep, that's what she said. Anyways, let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, the New England Patriots once again compete in the Super Bowl for their 11th appearance overall, and it's the sixth win in 18 seasons. They defeated the Rams 13-3. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those. Amy Lou Wood, 31. Sean Kingston, 35. Elizabeth Holmes turns 41. Jessica Hart, 43. Bridget Regan, 43 as well. Amal Clooney turns 47. Daddy Yankee, 48. Isla Fisher turns 49. Alyssa Donovan turns 54. Warwick Davis, 55. Marty Jannetty turned 65, Nathan Lane, 69, Fred Lynn, 73, Morgan Fairchild turned 75, and Frank Tuckerton turns 85 as well. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Carrot Cake Day, National Golden Retriever Day, Feed the Birds Day, and National Woman Physician Day, just to name a few. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. As always, as we are talking. If you need a random joke for today, I am sure I have one of those for you because that's what we do. I used to be a people person, but people ruined that for me. If you need a question, well, now if you need a phone starter, try this. What movie or show do you quote the most? And if you need a question for the water cooler, it should sound something like this. 53% of people say that they have always do this alone. What is it? Eat breakfast. It's kind of funny that it's not go to the bathroom, but hey, we'll leave it at that. Neither here nor there, of course. Neither here nor there. Anyways, with that being said, that's going to sum up our time together. At the time of the hour, I will be going over to Radio Big, because that's what I do. If you hang out here on Safety FM, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, and he'll tell you about the world of safety consulting. As I go over to Radio Big, we'll talk about the world of music and entertainment, because that's what we're going to do for the next couple hours or so. Yes, I appreciate the people letting me know that the video's not working, because we're not streaming it today, but I appreciate it. So anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Find a job that you like and add 5 days to every week. So there you go. Some stuff to think about, as always. Anyways, I know who you are. And you know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.